Blog Talk Radio.
Power of the Holy Ghost. Sister Vicki Winans coming at this time with selection for us.
Wow, good morning. Praise the Lord, everybody. What a beautiful song. We Shall Behold Him by Vicki Winans. Amen, amen. We'd like to say praise the Lord to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in to early Sunday morning prayer. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad therein. Amen. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 116, verses 12 and 13, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Then he said, I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. And in Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 20 through 22, verses 3, 20 through 22. Okay. Okay, verses 21 to 23. This I recall to my mind. I have hope. It is because of the Lord's mercy we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Amen. So, Lord God, we thank you this morning for another opportunity to be in the land of the living, for another opportunity to rise up early. For you say those that seek you early shall find you. God, we thank you for this opportunity. We don't take it for granted. We thank you for your mercies being renewed this morning. We thank you because your compassion faileth not. We thank you for being one of those that you've chosen to show that great mercy to today, to show that great compassion to today. Lord God, we come before you humble as we can. Ah, hallelujah, submitting ourselves to you, God. For you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are our creator. You are our substance. You are our hope. You are our deliverance. You are our healer. You are our provider. You are everything, God, that we hope to be. Lord God, we thank you for the word of God. Tell us that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You told us in your word that we're more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Help us to conquer fears, God, because you certainly haven't given us the spirit of fear, but you have given us the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Help us to walk in that spirit. Help us to walk in the spirit of humility. Help us to walk in the spirit of love. Help us to walk in the spirit of grace and peace and mercy. God, we thank you, Lord God. But we can't do anything without you. As the psalmist said, what can we give you, God? What can we offer you that you would be pleased with? For you said all of our righteousness is as filthy rags. Hallelujah. But we come to adore you. We come, God, hallelujah, seeking you. For we need direction, Lord God, seeking you for guidance. For you said also in your word that in the multitude of counselors there is safety. You said in Isaiah 40 and 30, one day that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not faint. They shall walk and not be weary. They shall run and not faint. Amen. God, teach us how to wait. Hallelujah. But in our waiting, help us not to get weary. For you said, be not weary in well-doing, that we would reap if we faint not. Help us not to faint, God. Help us to go back into the drawing board, God. Help us to return to our first love, Lord God. Help us to rise early, Lord God, and call upon you. name. Hallelujah. For you said you would answer when we call, God. And we thank you, God, for being a God that never slumbered nor sleep. We thank you for being a prayer answering God. Oh, God, we're asking you to remember this nation this morning. Remember them as a whole, God. Oh, continue to extend your mercy and grace to this nation. Remember our president this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for his act of kindness. Thank you for his act of mercy, God. Thank you for touching his heart, God, to remember those that are in prison. Thank you for the pardons and the commutations that he granted on this week, Lord God. Don't let this be the last of it, God, but let him have some more, extend some more mercy, Lord God, to the women and men of God that have served substantial time, 10 and 15 and 20 and 30 years, God. Let him extend some more mercy, God. Continue to touch his heart, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to, and oh God, I bless you this morning, to extend mercy to Danielle. 21 years she's been serving an unjust, a harsh and cruel sentence. Extend mercy to her and some of the other women, hallelujah, that have been away family for a long length of time, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to remember my son this morning. Continue to touch his heart, God. Give him peace in his mind, God. Remember the men and women all over this nation, God. Hallelujah, that have suffered injustice. Oh, God, and those that are holding up the bloodstained banner. Continue to remember them, God. Remember our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, this morning. Continue to touch her body, God. In the name of Jesus, give her peace, God. Continue to let your blood cover our home, God. Remember all of our listeners this morning. Hallelujah. Those that make sacrifices each and every day and come on this radio broadcast to hear a word from the Lord. Remember them, God. Remember their families, God. Hallelujah. Remember their supervisors. Hallelujah. Remember them on their jobs, God. Remember them in their homes, God. Remember them in the workplaces, God. Oh, remember the sick and shut in this morning. Remember the bereaved families this morning. Touch their hearts, God. Hallelujah. Comfort them, Lord God. Wrap your loving arms around them, God. Remember those that may not have shelter this morning. Hallelujah. Those that are homeless this morning. Those that may not have any food to eat, God. Remember them. Lord God, we thank you for giving us grace to get through this 21-day fast. Ended at midnight, God. Oh, but somebody gonna feel compelled to go on. Somebody gonna feel compelled to continue on. Oh, God, but those that made sacrifices for this 21-day, everything that they petition you to do, God, we're asking you to grant it. In the name of Jesus, grant their petition, Lord God. Hallelujah. You've seen how they denied this flesh. You've seen how they called on you, God. You've seen how they cried out to you for mercy. Oh, God, we thank you for being a sovereign God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for your ways being higher than our ways. We thank you because your thoughts is high above us. We thank you, God, for you said when our heart is overwhelmed, lead us to a rock, God. We thank you for that rock this morning. That rock is Jesus. We thank you, God. We're looking to you, God. We thank you for peace in our home, peace in our heart, God. We thank you for the love of Jesus that's abiding in our spirit this morning, God. Oh, we pray for those that may come on the line this morning. Hallelujah. Remember my mother this morning, God. In New Orleans, God. Touch all of my family members, God. My brothers, my sisters. Hallelujah. My aunts and my nieces and my nephews, my uncle, God. Hallelujah. My extended family, God. Remember them, God. Oh, God, in this year, as we close out this year, going on into a new year, Lord God, I hear you saying double for our trouble. Hallelujah. You're going to give us a double portion, God. The year of 2014 means double. Hallelujah. 7 is your perfect number. Hallelujah. And 14 is double. Hallelujah. We're looking for double, God. Oh, give us a passion, Lord God, to seek after you, to chase after you, to hunger and thirst after you, God. Give us a greater passion. Give us a greater passion to love those. Hallelujah. Love those, Lord God, that may not know you. Love those, hallelujah, that may not even consider you, God. Give us a greater witness this upcoming year than we had before. Open up the floodgates of heaven and let it rain on us, God. Pour out your spirit, as you said in the book of Joel, that you would pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Hallelujah. You said our sons and our daughters would prophesy. Hallelujah. You said the old men would dream dreams. Hallelujah. And our young men would have visions, God. Oh, God, we're standing on your word. We're standing on your word because we have nothing else to stand on, God. Oh, God, we bless you this morning. We give you glory. We give you praise. Hallelujah, for we will behold you one day, God. Oh, God, and we want to see you in peace. Oh, we want you to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, God. I remember the families of those that were pardoned and commuted. Remember those that were pardoned and commuted. Oh, let them come out, Lord God, where they can give something back to society, where they can let the president know they're thankful, they're grateful, where they can let you know, God, if it was not for you, hallelujah, if it was not for you, God, hallelujah, you wouldn't have shown no mercy to them, God. But we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. We appreciate you, God. Remember Evangelist Earlene Cummins this morning, God. Continue to strengthen our body, God. Touch her, God, in the name of Jesus. Raise up for your glory. Hallelujah. Raise up where she can have a testimony greater than anyone that she's ever had before, God. Touch every organ, every liver, every muscle, every cell. Hallelujah. Breathing, God. Hallelujah. Touch her, God. Touch her blood, God, in the name of Jesus. Regulate our sugar, God. Regulate our blood pressure, God, in the name of Jesus. If anybody we know can do it, God, you can. You have already proven us to us that you are a healer. You've already proven to us, hallelujah, that we can stand on your word, God. Hallelujah. Your word, your word is life. Your word is spirit, and your word is truth. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. We thank you, hallelujah, for this fast. Oh, because we can last a little bit longer, God. Hallelujah. Say these kinds come out by fasting and praying, God. We thank you this morning, and we give you glory. We give you praise. We're going to see if anybody else would like to pray this morning. Hallelujah. The lines are open, Sister Ruby. Thank you, Jesus. We love you this morning. We love you this morning. We thank you for 2 years celebrating this 2 years on Blog Talk Radio, God. We thank you for the over 66,000 listeners, hallelujah, that have been impacted by this word each and every day, God. Remember Elder and Minister Billy Burns, Elder Albert and Minister Billy Burns, God. We thank you for them this morning that hosts our Saturday segment, God. We thank you, hallelujah, for the diligence of Sister Ruby Larry. In the name of Jesus, we bless you for all the prophets and the apostles and the evangelists and the ministers, God, and the pastors and the people, all those that you have allowed us to embrace in this two-year period, God. We give you glory for it. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anybody else?
Lord, we just
thank you, Jesus.
We just praise you, Jesus, for everything you have done
for us.
We just thank you as we reflect, like you gave us this broadcast, New Destiny Ministry Reflection. So I'm reflecting back on how merciful and kind you have been to us, how you have allowed us to come on this broadcast and the host of Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Lord Jesus, we ask you to bless her, Lord Jesus, to cover her, Lord Jesus. You know what her heart stands in need of, and we just thank you for it, Lord. We just thank you that you heard about the vision, but you manifested, and it is 2 years of anniversary, and there's nothing we have done, but we just want to thank and praise you for this open door of, that you have given us to come forth to your precious and royal family of baptized believers. We just thank you. We thank you for Sister Stephanie on the broadcast this morning, Lord Jesus. We ask you to bless, protect, guide, and direct her, Lord Jesus. Lord, whatever she's searching for, Lord, you are the answer. And we thank you for her being faithful, and you led her to this broadcast with her twins, Lord Jesus, and her family. We thank you for Sister Dawn being so faithful, Evangelist Bernard's sister, that's been on this line almost as long as I have been on here. And we just thank you for her obedience coming on the line, maybe not able to say a word, but she's listening in, because you said when you hear the word, you also do the word. It draws in your heart, and it goes to your spirit, man. And it fills you, and you get taught and trained in the way that you want us to hear you, Lord Jesus. We just thank you, and we praise you for today. Lord Jesus, it's coming up as Wednesday, as your birthday, that the day you were born, and they're celebrating it. And we thank you that we have an opportunity to know that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, you came down through 42 generations to save us. Who wouldn't serve a God like you? Who wouldn't understand and do your will? Who wouldn't take your words and walk thereby in? Hallelujah. You have always watched over us and protect us and guide us, our families, our loved ones, husbands or wives that's married, Lord. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for all the men and women of God that have brought on, you brought on this broadcast, godly men and women that were willing to share the anointed, powerful word of God that you sent from heaven. Hallelujah. You said you would feed your people on this earth. And Lord Jesus, you have held your promise to us on this block, New Destiny Ministry, Block Talk Radio. Hallelujah. A time of reflection. Well, 2 years, Lord Jesus, you have been faithful to us. You have been faithful to your callers. You have been faithful to the chat room and the archives and Facebook and Block Talk. You have set it up so that if they're not able to listen to it, they can go back and turn it on and hear the adultery word that you sent from heaven. Oh, how grateful we are, Lord Jesus. At 10,000 times, we couldn't praise you. Hallelujah, because you're so awesome and you're so kind to us. You know everything about us. As I say, you know our DNA, and you know we're families, that you were going to have us to be born into this earth to be in their family. And you know the gifts that you have given to us. Lord Jesus, I ask you to this morning, Lord, to take the fear away from each and every one of us that fear that we can't go on, that it's not of you, that is this or that, because you said in your word that you're not the author of fear. Hallelujah. You're the author of sound mind. Hallelujah. And you give us this opportunity and these gifts to come forth. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, as we go, have been on this fast. I know I've asked for different things, and I know that some of them have come to pass, Lord Jesus, because you are a God that will not only give us the answer, the message, you will also answer the message, and you will manifest it. Hallelujah. And I've seen with my own eyes and heart, as I have served you, that you say you answer when we call. You say you never slumber, you never sleep. So don't worry about it. You don't have to worry about the line being busy or I'm too busy to talk right now. I'll get back to you. You say, what can I do for you, my child? Hallelujah. Just tell me. If it's in my word, I'll give it to you. Read the word. fast, pray, seek you by faith while I may be found. Call on me while I may be near to each and every one of you. You know, how can I love y'all all? I came down here and came in a man's body and gave up my life so that I could redeem y'all back to me. Hallelujah, and we thank you for it. We was in sin and shame. Hallelujah, and you took us in, and you changed us, and you sent your word, and you sent somebody to give us your word. You say if you be lifted up from this earth, that you will draw all men unto you, and I know you drawing me out of sick and shame and sin before your face. And not only that, you love us so much that you save us, you fill us with your Holy Ghost power, and then you say run on and you give us ministry to work for you. What a marvelous God you are. What a marvelous God we serve. Hallelujah, and we thank you and we praise you. We thank you for keeping our children safe, Lord Jesus. We thank you for our husbands if you're married, Lord Jesus. We thank you for their wives, Lord. We thank you for godly men and women of God that's going forth to be a light in this dark and troubled world, that men may see your works and glorify you which is in heaven. Hallelujah. We want to be like Peter and John that went up, and the people said, oh, them unlearned men, they're ignorant. And then the next scripture say, oh, no, they've been with Jesus. I want to.
All right.
He said, I've been with Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's the way maker. He guides and directs you with all of these books of the Bible. Hallelujah. 39 old and 27 new.
Thank you, God.
It's in your heart. Hallelujah. Lord, I just wanted to be in my heart.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
My heart out of my mouth. Hallelujah. And you know it's real when it comes from your lips and you keep talking. You know you need more and more deliverance. But when it comes from your heart, everybody can feel it because it's the undoubted word of the Bible, because you are
thank
the author.
Thank you. Thank you, God.
Of our faith. And we just thank you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you again. Evangelist Bernard, Lord Jesus, give her what she needs and ask her for, Lord, because you know all things. And we thank you because she's been faithful to this broadcast. She's been to your people. Hallelujah. And she's always looking and asking your people, Lord Jesus, would you like to come forth on this broadcast? Because she's always stated that this broadcast was for not her, to go back and forth and bring the word and be seen. The broadcast is the birth and bring God's people in and up and out, that they may go forth with their ministry you have placed in us. So we just thank you, Lord, as they go to their different worships of house of service, Lord Jesus. We ask you to let them take it with them to be blessed. Hallelujah. Be full. Bring their spirit, Holy Ghost spirit, into the fellowship. Hallelujah. They be excited. Lord, shake them up and build them up, Lord Jesus, that they may go forth to do your will and your way. And for that, we're so grateful this morning. Hallelujah. We said or done anything, Lord Jesus, that was displeasing in your sight. I repent, Lord Jesus, because we don't want our prayers or our words to be hindered because of something we said or done and didn't acknowledge it to you, because you know everything about us. You know the hairs on our head. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. You know where we live. You know our everyday life, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Please.
Glory to God. Glory.
Lord Jesus. So we just thank you and we praise
you.
Receiving our prayer, early Sunday morning prayer this morning, Lord Jesus. And we love you
thank
and we
you,
praise
you.
We just give you all the glory and all the praise, and we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. See, it's Sister Stephanie would like to pray, Sister Ruby, before we end. Thank
yes,
you, God. Hallelujah. Anybody else on? Thank you, Jesus.
Sister
Hallelujah.
Stephanie. I'm sorry. Sister Arlene.
Hallelujah. Amen. I thought you said Sister Stephanie.
Anyway. Yes, I asked her. She said she just had a prayer.
Okay.
Sister Stephanie.
Amen. Amen. Well, we just bless the Lord for each and every one of you tuning in today. God bless you. We'll see you. Have a blessed Sunday, and we'll see you on the line tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Continue to lift up the name of Jesus. Our fast officially was over the 21 days at midnight California time. For those of you that want to continue on the 4 o'clock p.m., you can. Those of you that want to continue fasting, you can. Whatever you have asked the Lord to do, look for it to be manifested. Look for it to be granted. Amen. God answer prayers. Amen. And these kind come out by fasting and praying. Amen. So we thank God for each and every one of you. Thank you, Dawn and Sister Arlene and Sister Stephanie for tuning in for early Sunday morning prayer. God bless you all. Have a great day in Jesus' name. You can close with a song, Sister Ruby.
Okay. I Trust You by James Fortune. Let's see what that sounds like.
One of the most
I Trust You, Lord.
To do is find yourself in a storm. While in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. Sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, you'll still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
And though I can see, and I can't feel your touch, I will trust you, Lord. How I love you so much. Though my life may seem long, and I feel so alone, Lord, my trust is in you.
I can't do this by myself.
I surrender to you. So many painful thoughts travel through my mind, and I wonder how I will make it through.
Happened to me 10 years ago. Yeah.
I can only trust you. No one else like you do.
But it's the thoughts in my mind. Somebody's going through something right now, and the devil's trying to convince you that there's no way you can make it out, and he says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation. But I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up, but God, I know you're going to do it. God, I know you're going to bring me out. Come on, that's you. Come on, lift your